apply to the fact that it's Shomer, so the things that we don't do that are done for Shmira normally, and we don't do them this night, because the night is Shomer, even after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the question is this. What happened that night? So what happened that night was, at least we say, Bavurza Oso Hashem Li B'tzei Si M'Misroyim. Bavurza Oso Hashem Li Lo Yamarti V'shor Sheish Matzu Mor Menochem Fanecha. Because whenever it says Zeh in a Pasuk, throughout the Torah and throughout Tanakh, always means something you can point to. Zeh. So Bavur Zeh, what do you point to? Says B'shor Sheish Matzu Mor Menochem Fanecha. You point to the Matzu Mor. So you pointed to the Matzu Mor. So Chai Vodal Reshes Asmoi Kilu Yosem Yimitzrayim is when Bavur Zeh Oso Hashem Li. The whole riot that it's person should see himself as coming out, because it says Bavur Zeh Oso Hashem Li B'tzei Si Mimitzrayim. So therefore, you're supposed to see yourself this night as if you came out of Mitzrayim. Because it's only when the Matzah Morim Menochem Fonecha that you say, but say, see Mitzrayim. There's a small problem that didn't come out of Mitzrayim this night. He said, before she didn't come out by Yom. In fact, they were not allowed to even go out of their houses at Boiker. Certainly didn't go out of Mitzrayim if you didn't go out of your house. Ad Boiker says Mefurish. You shouldn't go out of your houses Ad Boiker. So the question is, there was no Yetzias Mitzrayim in Laila. So the Torah says given, not by me, by thousands of years ago, is that the Yetzias Mitzrayim Balaila was the power came in and said, say. Came down in the middle of the night. As Moshe Rabbeinu had said, Kol Avadecha will come down. And Rashi says over there, he means you. We didn't want to say you. Came himself. Knocking on all the doors throughout the Jewish community. Where is Moshe? Where is Moshe? Does Moshe live here? Where is he? Where is his house? Going around knocking on the doors until finally the doors open. There's Moshe. He says, get out, go out, you and all the people. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim that took place was the physical Yetzias Mitzrayim was Bayoyim. Ki Bayoyim Azeh Yotzos Meretz Mitzrayim Poskim Furish. But nevertheless, when it says B'sei Sim Mitzrayim, so it means that there was a Yitzia of Ruach Mitzrayim. Which means when Paro said, go out, so they were free. Whether they went out actually that moment is irrelevant. So he said, go out, so they were free. Doesn't matter whether or not they actually walked out at that point. Their Ruach was freed. So that's the Yitzias Mitzrayim about which we say, Chayev Odom Roshes Atzmoi Ki Ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim Bavur Zeh Oso Hashem Li. On Pesach night, we go out of Mitzrayim, Chayev Odom Roshes Atzmoi. That's all Pesach night, the Cheres of the Ruach. The Cheres of the Laila, and Bavur Zeh Oso Hashem Li, B'Seisim Mitzrayim, Chayev Odom Roshes Atzmoi Ki Ilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim, is Yetzias Mitzrayim of Ruach. It's not Yetzias Mitzrayim of Guf. Now, the question we might ask is, it's really been answered already as we've spoken already. Are you mechuyav to see yourself that you were in Mitzrayim or that you went out of Mitzrayim? So it doesn't say anywhere that you have to see yourself as if you were in Mitzrayim. So you have to see yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim. Well, how is it possible to go out of Mitzrayim if you weren't in Mitzrayim? How can you say I went out of Mitzrayim if I was never in Mitzrayim? So I have to see myself that I was in Mitzrayim. But you don't find anywhere remez that we say we were in Mitzrayim. If we eat, we say it was Avosenu were in Mitzrayim. The more is that it was Avosenu had Vemorus Chayehem, not Chayenu. The Gula was on us. But the Mitzrayim is only them. So the chiyuv to go out of seeing yourself as going out of Mitzrayim is only the Yetzia itself, but not the Mitzrayim. That's the Leil Shemurim. That this Leil Shemurim has a special koyach that we should be yoytze, and we should be yoytze all the doyrus from Mitzrayim. What this means going from Mitzrayim is really hard to comprehend. What does it mean went out of Mitzrayim? There's a letter from the Rambam to Rabbi Avadya Ger Tzedek among the Igros HaRambam. Rabbi Avadya Ger Tzedek asked the Rambam, how can he say Al Nisan Shosel Avosenu Bayimim Ohem Bazman Hazeh? His forefathers were never part of it. He just became a ger now. Should he say Avosenu? So the Rambam answers him, such a beautiful letter. I asked once a ger if he had seen the letter. The Rambam answers him that when you become part of Chelik of Klal Yisrael, you yashin the whole history of Klal Yisrael. It becomes yours. So therefore you can say Avosenu. You're joining a ummah, an old ummah, and the office of that ummah had these experiences and nisim, so they became your fathers, your nisim. So maybe that's what's happening over here. That the Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we are joining them and going out with them. Like the Rambam said to Rabbi Avadya Ger Tzedek, you are joining them. They became your fathers. The Ovis became your fathers. And their history became your history. So maybe we are joining them. However, I think that necessarily we're joining them. And the right to that is because the bracha that we make on the mitzvah of Tzipur Tzis Mitzrayim begins with the words Asher Gualonu V'Gual Zavisenu. So it doesn't say that the Gu'ula was Avisenu V'Yisonu. He saved them and we are tofel to them and saved us. The bracha says Asher Gualonu V'Gual Zavisenu. In fact, it puts us before our forefathers. Because we just went out of Mitzrayim ourselves by sitting here by the Seder Bavur Zeh. So therefore, our Geula took place now. We came out now, not because we're tofel to them and we inherited what they did. It's because the Leil Shemurim is for us also. And the Chayav Olam Rosh says, Atzmai Kiil Yotzei Mitzrayim, not Kiil Yotzehu V'Avosovim Mitzrayim. And it's Chayav Olam Rosh. What's this about? You chayav to see yourself as if you came out of Mitzrayim? What does that mean? I think it means that a very complicated svar, maybe it's hard to understand. It means that there are certain things that are, have nothing to do with time. If you can see yourself now, if you can understand now that what is happening to you tonight is the same kind of thing, is the same thing that happened to them 3,500 years ago. The same thing. So then, and it's happening to you now at your table, and you were never a slave of Mitzrayim, you're not even supposed to picture yourself as necessarily being a slave. The Sfaradim have a beautiful minig, by some Sfaradim, to take a matzah and wrap it in a cloth and march around the table on Pesach night. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not Shibud Mitzrayim. So if you can see yourself, if you can understand that the Cheres is coming to you also today, 3,500 years ago, 3,500 years later. So Emes is, then it's not far, and it's not difficult to see that the Geula for you, from the Golus that we're in today, can also come. Because it's a night of Geula. The night of Geula is not limited to Mitzrayim. It's not limited in time to 3,500 years ago. It's today. And if it's today, if yesterday is today, then today is tomorrow. Now there is a very important point in the Haggadah. This point itself that we spoke about is sufficient. If you have a chance to think about it and understand it, it's sufficient to make a Pesach for you, for me. But there's another very esoteric point in the Haggadah. It starts right in the beginning after Avodah Mayinu. That point is, if the Baruch Hu did not take us out of Mitzrayim, we and our children and our grandchildren would be slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. Now here we're sitting in the Goyish year in 2021 when there is no slavery in the world. Maybe in little pockets of the world remains. And certainly not in Mitzrayim, which is on the verge of bankruptcy and is a poor country and can't afford any slaves. And certainly at a time when slavery is just economically doesn't make sense, when a machine works for nothing, why should you have a slave that you have to feed? And certainly there hasn't been a Paro Mitzrayim probably for thousands of years, although there have been a melech, or there's been something else, a boss, a dictator, but power that hasn't been. And certainly, it's hard to picture, we're sitting here in Far Rockaway, that we would be slaves. Not only we'd be slaves, but our children and our grandchildren. It's very hard to picture that. And to understand what that pasuk is, what that mimer in the Chazal is saying. But this mimer in the Haggadah was probably from the times of the Mishnah. And in times of the Mishnah, Paro was already out of business. And Mitzrayim was already a second-rate or third-rate country in times of the Mishnah. And yet they said, we will be Mishubodim to Paro and Mitzrayim. And they said not just about themselves, they said, but we and our children, our grandchildren, and we go on forever. But they didn't see right in front of them that Mitzrayim was no longer a place where you're going to be slaves. They had no slaves in Mitzrayim beside you. Nobody. The slaves themselves, pretty much. So I think it says over here, Muradikisoit. It says here that all the changes that take place in the world that have taken place in the last 3,500 years, all the inventions that have made slavery obsolete. All the political differences that have made slavery so unacceptable, all the political differences that have toppled all the kings in the world, and made dictators in what supposedly are democracies. The discovery of the United States, the new world of America, all of this would not have happened, except for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It didn't happen because it happened. It happened because the Baruch Hashem makes it happen because of us. And if you had remained in the same matzav, the world would be in the same matzav. There'd still be a Paro, there'd still be Mitzrayim, there'd still be slaves, nothing would change, nothing would be invented, the place would be covered with pyramids that you built yourselves, and living and digging, making cities for Paro, whatever the Hashgacha would want. There would be no concept of freedom. There'd be nothing wrong with slavery. And the world would have remained exactly the same. I saw one someplace that those who study Egypt say about Egypt that in 3,000 years of Egyptian history, there's very little change in that country. It's hard to detect when they find something, whether it's from one period of time or it's from thousands of years before. They have to work at it because very little has changed in that country. And nothing would have changed at all. I mean, take a look at the Arab matzav today. A guy was working in Dearborn, Michigan, in his garage, and he invented something called the car. The car doesn't run except on gasoline. Gasoline at that time came almost exclusively from the Arabs. Arabs at that time were the most buzzy of all people. Nobody considered them as people. They weren't people. They were nothing. You know what I once heard at the end of World War II from a soldier who had been in North Africa? He said, when we drive our jeeps, if you happen to hit an Arab, so the proper thing to do is you move him off to the side of the road and you leave an American dollar on his chest. So whoever comes along, it's understood that he'll bury him in order to keep the dollar. That's the Menschlichkeit. No apologies to anybody. What was an Arab? So what did Baruch Hashem do? He got this guy, Henry Ford, to make a car. The car needs gasoline. And the Arabs became special, rich, and everybody chamfers them. They're the same Arabs, it's not worth much. They chamfer them, they're proud to be with them. They walk around with the diapers on their heads. They're gavaldic. The Arabs are gavaldic. Money. From gasoline. For the car. But if the car wasn't invented, the Arabs wouldn't be what they are. They'd be the same Shmata Arabs that they always were. So the invention of the car was because the Baruch Hashem wanted to raise up a nation near where Yidden are going to live very shortly in Eretz Yisrael, and raise them up powerful so that all the goyim should cham for them and want to give in to them for all their demands for one reason only, because they want their oil. So Baruch Hashem is running the world because he knows Klal Yisrael is coming back, and Klal Yisrael cannot be in Eretz Yisrael without enemies around it. Who are the local enemies? The Arabs. We'll make them into enemies, and we'll make the world support them because the world wants their oil. The American policy and European policy all around, goes around oil. So you see that the invention of the car, Lomazogen, was exclusively for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Because all that counts in the world is Yidden. And it's a meridic statement to make. You have to hear what it's saying. Behold, hine onu. Hare is like hine onu. Take a look. Behold, we are slaves, and our children, our grandchildren. Things would never change if we didn't change. If there hadn't been Yetzias Mitzrayim, if there hadn't been a cherus of the ruach and of the guf, if that hadn't occurred, the world would remain the same, frozen in the same situation. We Egyptians would be building pyramids, Paro would be walking around with a whip, and we would be getting it on our backs. Somebody would stand up and say, I want to be free, I don't want to be a slave. And what do you say, you crazy? You've been a slave for 3,500 years. What do you mean you don't want to be a slave anymore? You were born a slave. You were born from diaries of slaves. You wouldn't have a Havamina. The reason things have changed, and all the changes that took place in the world, perhaps America would never have been discovered by Columbus. Probably. Unless there's some other cheshbon the Shemaim has. And the Indians would still be running around shooting each other with bows and arrows. And nobody would know the place exists. And we'd be living in the ghettos of Europe. Or, to go back to Mitzrayim, we'd be in Mitzrayim yet. You get up in the morning, you say to your father, I want to be free. He said, what does that word mean? I never heard of it. So that's also a very important insight. Yes, really tied in a certain way to what we spoke of first. And it's also expressed in the davening that we say every day, three times a day. Say, Umevi Goyel, Livnei Venehem, Laman Shmoy Biahavo. Umevi Goyel. Isn't that a strange thing to say? We should say, V'yovi Goyel. He will bring the goyel. What's umevi goyel? He's bringing the goyel. This was, Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle wrote this a long time ago. And he wrote his mevi goyel, not v'yovi goyel. Why don't you say uvo l'tzion goyel? Uvo, he will come. V'yovi goyel. What is umevi goyel? Umevi goyel says that the Gula is coming and that everything that's taking place is mevi loshen haive, is doing now. He's making preparations now. They understood this thousands of years ago, and the thousands of years have been a continuation of those preparations. It's a continuation of the same thought that we spoke about a moment ago. That everything that's taking place has what a cheshbon. It's a cheshbon that affects, how will it affect Klal Yisrael? Where do we want Klal Yisrael to go? What pressure do we want to bring upon them? What direction do we want to lead Klal Yisrael with that pressure? What kind of experience do we want Klal Yisrael to have in order for Klal Yisrael to understand, to grow? All over the world is for that reason. At the end of Shir Hashirim, there's a pasuk that says, "Simeni chaysem al ibecho, kachaysem al zoriecho." Klal Yisrael says to the Baruch Shalom, "Make me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm." A seal is something that's sealed, doesn't come off. It has a permanence. You write a letter, you put a seal on it. Or you close up a building and you seal it. Department of Health closes something, they put a seal on the door, you're not allowed to go in. Sealed. Closed. Attached. Permanent. Make a seal out of me. attach me permanently, alibecha, on your heart, on your thoughts, we say to the Baruch Shalom. I want to be there all the time. You should always be thinking about me. Kachesim al zirecha, a seal on your arm, that everything you do in the world, or the maisim that you make take place in the world, I'm there in every one of them. I'm attached to it. I'm attached to every machshav of yours, kavayochel. I'm attached to every mice of yours. Everything you do is for us and about us. And that's the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what it is about. That's what it means. Chayav Olam Reishis Asma Kihuli Yotzei Mitzrayim. It's about me. There's another pasuk in Shir Hashir. I'd like to learn the Rashi with you. The next to last pasuk, and then the last pasuk. It says like this. After the whole Shir Hashir, which is featured, I should say, it said, those that are still awake by the Seder say it at night after the Seder. Then Shabbos Chalamoy, Pesach. Shir Hashirim is about the love of Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what it's about. The love of the Ribono Shel Olam for Klal Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael for the Ribono Shel Olam. Because love is one of those things that must go in both directions to exist. So if the Ribono Shel Olam loves us, we love him back. If he took us out of Mitzrayim, he shows he loves us, and we love him back. So at the end, the Ribono Shel Olam speaks to Klal Yisrael. He speaks during the middle also, but particularly toward the end, the next to last pasuk. It says like this, Hayashev es bagyanim. You who are sitting in the gardens, the chaverim are listening to your voice. Let me hear it. So the Rashi over here says, Hayoshev es baganim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer L'Knesset Yisrael, At hanafutza bagoyla roya baganim shel acherim, roya baganim shel acherim. You who are scattered throughout the golos, living in little towns, a small number in Far Rockaway, a small number in Denver, a small number in Krakow, a small number in the Middle East, a small number in Morocco, a small number in Russia, a small number in Alaska, a small number in Texas, the futsa bagoyim, scattered among the goyim, scattered. So hayu yishevas baganim, you're in all those different gardens, Shemachirim, of other people, other people's countries, other people's states. But it says also, Hayoshevis, was Hayoshevis? So Rashi continues, V'yoshevis, v'vote k'neisiyois, v'vote midroishos. And what are you doing there? You sit there, how do you sit there? What do you mean you're sitting there? You have houses, you own a house, in Lawrence, in Cedarhurst, in five towns. What does it mean, Hayoshevis, you live there? There's only one place a person lives. If you're Sheves, you sit. What the Knesiyos, what the Midrashos. When it says you live there, it means your shul is there, your yeshiva is there. That means you live there. It doesn't mean your house is there. You're sitting in the shul, in the yeshiva. So the pasuk continues, Chaver makshiv lekoylech. The friends are listening to your voice. Rashi says, what does it mean, the friends? Malachi Ashor is chaverecho. The malachim are your friends. They're listening to your voice. And Rashi continues, B'nai Elohim, dugmosoch. They are B'nai Elohim who are similar to you. That's why they're your friends. You're B'nai Elohim. The malachim are B'nai Elohim. And those chaverim are listening. Makshivim, look, what does it mean they're listening? Makshivim oboyim l'shmoya koylech b'vodeh k'nisiyos. They come to hear your voice in the shuls and in the Beis Medrash. Your friends are coming. They're like you. Why are they your friends? What makes a person a friend? He's like me. They're like you. They're B'nai Elohim. You're B'nai Elohim. They come to hear your voice. The Batei Midrash is about Kenisiyos. Hashmini, let me hear it. So Rashi, Vashakach, let me hear it. What does that mean, Vashakach? And after they hear your voice, so then it says, Yagdishu Haim, then they say Kedusha. After you say Kedusha, the Malachim are listening to you say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And they've come and they gathered outside the Beis Medrash, or outside the shul, and they hear you yell, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So then I want to hear it. Why? Because after they hear your voice, Yagdishu Haim, then they say Kedusha. Shenemar, as it says, Barayin Yachad Koich Veboiker. When this morning stars sing together, El Yisrael. This means the Yidden, the morning stars. Yidden are the morning stars. Why are they the morning stars? What are the morning? What is a morning star? It's the stars that come up in the heavens right before the sun rises. They're called the morning star. Because those who are sitting and watching the stars, and when they see these stars, they know soon there will be a morning. And when people look at Klal Yisrael, they know there's going to be a Gula. They smell it. We're the morning stars. El Yisrael. V'achakach. And after the word, it says, B'rein Yachad Koich V'Boiker. When they sing together, Kodesh, Kodesh, the shots together with the tzibur says, Kodesh, Kodesh. When they sing together, the Kedusha, Bachakach, is the rest of the pasuk, Vayiril Kol B'nai Elohim, and then the Kol B'nai Elohim shout. That means all the Malachim shout. Because after Klal Yisrael says Kedusha, then the Malachim can say Kedusha. Why can't they say before us? Because we're the ones that count. We're the only ones that count in the Shemaim also. If we do it, they do it. If we learn Torah, they hear us. And they sing. And the Baruch Hashem says, Hashmini, let me hear you. Make me hear it. I mean, make me hear it, because let them, you do it first, so the Malachim will do it, and then I will hear it. That's how Rashi interprets the pasuk. Hayoshev es baganim, chaverim ekshivim lekoylech. You sitting there in Beis Medrash, learning Torah, saying Kedusha. Hashmini es koylech. Let me hear your sound, the voice. Chaverim makshivim hashmi'ini, I'm sorry. Chaverim makshivim hashmi'ini. So these are the last words of Shir HaShirim, the next to last words. That after this great love song between us and the Baruch Shalom, a love song which has lasted thousands of years, a love song which expresses what's going on here with us and the Baruch Shalom. The only answer is a love song. Long, long love song. So the last words of Klal Yisrael says to Baruch Shalom, the Baruch Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, is Hayoshevus Baganim. You're sitting in the Bote Midrashos throughout the world. Little sparks of light in the darkness. Little morning stars speaking about the future. And the Malachim are coming to hear you. Hashmeini. Let them hear you so that I can hear them. Hashmeini. Make me hear. That's the last words that the Baruch Hu says to us. Sit in your Bote Midrashos. Stand in your Kedusha. Those are the last words of the love song. From the Baruch Shem to us. Then we say back to the Baruch Shem. Bracha chodoydi. Run away, my beloved. D'meiloch l'tzvi. O'ifer ha'yolim. Al hori b'samim. Having heard how much the Baruch Hashem loves us, having heard how intense this love for Klal Yisrael is from the Baruch Shalom, having been surrounded by that love and soaked into our bones, we then say to Baruch Shalom, ah, Baruch Shalom. Now you can run away. We love you, but we know that your love is so strong and so sincere and so constant with us that we can be savor that you're not here. Chazal say, a tzvi is nearer than a nearer. These animals, when they walk through the woods, they go behind trees and they come out between the trees, and a person who's looking at the woods sees them appear and disappear. So too, the geula comes. There's one little drop of geula, and then it disappears, and then another drop of gula, and then it disappears. That's how the gula comes, like a tzvi, like an oifra yolim. So run away. We can bear it now. And just show us little specks of gula, little glimpses of it. Al horeb samim, on mountains of incense. This is pasuk, as we said earlier, the same pasuk, but there it says, Ahore Boser, the faraway mountains. Now those faraway mountains have become Horeb Samim. The whole world has changed from this love. We can bear that he's not present. We're convinced of what we mean to him. All the rot in the world around us no longer bothers us. It's become Horeb Samim, a world of pleasant odor. Because when the Baruch Shem loves us, everything is good. Even if he's not here. Even if he ran away. Even if we only see glimpses of his geula. But we can bear it. Because everything in the world around us has changed. Because we know that everything that takes place in this world takes place because of Klal Yisrael. No other reason. Because if we had remained in Mitzrayim, everything would be the same. So we know it's all because of us. We know this person becomes president, this person loses the presidency, we know this, we know that. It's all about us. There's no other cheshbon beside us. We're attached to his heart and attached to his arm, permanently, sealed on. And as you see it by the Seder, we see on a special night that is not just the Gula memorization of the Gula, a memorial to the Gula went out of Mitzrayim 3,500 years ago, but we go out. We're freed. How are we freed? Because we know the Bnei Shalom is our Bnei Shalom. If we manage to stay awake, we will sing Shir Hashirim to him after it's all over. Chag Kosher Sameach.